You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Since the recession, law school enrollment numbers have been on the decline. That is until recently, when applications to law schools went up. And the reasons, well, they might surprise you. A recent survey by Gallup and the Association of American Law Schools found that the three of the four top reasons for undergrads to consider law school show that they see law as a way to contribute to the public good rather than private benefit. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this is Elena Langan, Dean of Concordia Law School in Boise. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You actually wrote an op-ed about this. And I mean, let's be honest, a lot of people used to go to law school because they thought, hey, it's a way to make a great income. That's shifting.
Yeah, we have seen a remarkable shift, and it was very surprising to Gallup and the Association of American Law Schools what the results were. They found that other students who are looking at grad schools other than law school have a much greater interest in the economic benefit that they'll receive from that advanced degree, whereas those who are considering law school really are looking at contributing to the public good. The top area was government work or some type of public service job, so things like public defenders. Second was to do some type of work that benefits others or contributes to society as a whole. And the third highest was for advocating for social change.
Oh, was this surprising to you on a personal level when this study came out with these results?
Not really. One of the hallmarks of Concordia Law is that we really promote public service. Mm-hmm. And we see that most of our students highlight that as one of the reasons that they're interested in coming to our law school. And in talking with colleagues at other schools, we have seen that that's the same impetus, that they are seeing more students who want to come and want to do some public good. We're also seeing older students. The study found that only about one-third of students actually come to law school straight from college. The other two-thirds have been out of school for a number of years, and of that group, half have been out for longer than 2 years. And the work that they did while they were not in school either was volunteer work or was not related to the legal field at all.
But I wonder then, because they were out in the real world working, and maybe that experience showed them, you know what I need to do actually is maybe go to law school so I can make a bigger impact.
Right. We see that definitely. And we know that studies now show that individuals who are at 125% or below of the poverty level are the ones that are not getting legal services. And a lot of these individuals interact with those people within the community. Here in Idaho, about 20% of the population falls within that group. And those are the individuals that are really locked out of legal services. The most recent information for Idaho indicated that somewhere between 50 to 86% of that group have legal problems that are unresolved simply because they don't have access to legal services.
Because sometimes there are simple things that can be resolved. We're not always talking about big crimes, things like that.
Right.
We should be clear.
Right. We're talking about civil type of cases, landlord-tenant, mm-hmm. custody issues, protection orders, immigration issues, things like that.
That can be taken care of if they had access.
Absolutely.
I'm speaking with Elena Langan. She is the dean of Concordia Law School in Boise. And we're talking about some interesting reasons as to why people are looking into going to law school these days. Not only are you seeing a difference as to why people are going, but you're also seeing a rise in law school applications across the country as well, correct? Because this really plummeted during the recession.
Right. Between 2010 and 2015, we saw a 38% decline in applications and enrollment in law schools. We're now slowly edging up. This past year, 2018, for the fall class, we had about an 8% increase in applications nationwide. At Concordia, we saw over a 20% increase. And nationwide, it was about a 3% increase in the number of students that are enrolled. Again, so far this year, and we're very early in the application season, less than half of the students who ultimately will apply have applied so far. And again, we're seeing about a 3 to 4% increase in applications.
Talk to me about with Concordia and how this idea of going to law school for things to advocate for others and social justice plays into your model, because there are a number of hours that are required, correct, when it comes to this type of service.
That's correct. We require all students to perform at least 50 hours of pro bono legal services, free legal services in the community before graduation. We see students who do upwards of 400 hours while they're in law school because they are so committed to helping the community. To help students have the opportunity to do that, we offer every student what we call a Transformation of Society scholarship. So every student who comes to Concordia automatically receives a $15,000 scholarship with the understanding that they will be providing pro bono legal services into the community. We provide them with opportunities to do so through our clinical programs. We have an immigration clinic as well as a housing clinic. We also do it through a variety of pro bono opportunities. We partner with the Idaho Legal Aid, mm-hmm. the Idaho Volunteer Lawyers Program, and also Disability Rights of Idaho, which are the three big pro bono organizations here. And our students will work with individuals who are in need of legal services under the supervision of a licensed Idaho attorney to provide those services wherever they may be needed.
What's interesting to me is there's that, you know, old stereotype that still kind of rings true sometimes about, oh, you know, lawyers, they're just in it for the money. All they want is money. And that is a recurring theme that we continue to hear about attorneys within our society. How does that play into this whole idea that this is actually not why so many people are choosing to look at law school?
Well, what's interesting is that we see employment data that's collected. Every year, the ABA and the National Association of Legal Professionals collects data, and we see that about 18% up to 20% of individuals actually go into these public service type of jobs, or they're going into government. They are not going into the large firms, not making the big bucks, as it were, as a result of that, and that they find more meaning from work that allows them to work with individuals.
Do you think some of that also came from the recession when big law firms, A, were not hiring, or if they did, it wasn't at the salary level that was historically what people would make coming out of law school? So you almost had to look for a new venue.
I think that probably contributed. What we see, though, are the big law firms are offering increased salaries now. Overall, though, the jobs that require you be admitted to a bar or have a JD have increased by about 2%. So we do see a resurgence in some of those jobs within that area, but we still see that there is a strong interest in public service.
And as you said, too, the public service goes beyond, you know, someone maybe wanting to be a public defender or a prosecutor or something like that. Some people are looking at this, too, as a jumping off point to get into politics.
Absolutely. Some individuals use this as a jumping off point. Some are actually already in the legislature and then come back to law school. We have actually two graduates from Concordia who are part of the legislature and were within the legislature while they were in law school.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So nationwide, because I know at both of the law schools here in the Treasure Valley, we do tend to see more people coming in who have been out of college for a while. And is this nationwide that we're starting to see this as well?
Yes. The average age for law school students in the first year has crept up every single year. Our average age is about 28 right now. So if we look at the fact that people are delaying going to law school or mm-hmm. not going straight out of college, we see that the average age is somewhere about 26 nationwide.
Do they make for a different law student?
It's interesting because they have more of a real world knowledge, having worked, having filed tax returns, having had bank accounts.
Having to pay rent,
right.
You know, all of that stuff.
Having entered into contracts, exactly. They have a different perspective than someone who has come straight from college into law school without really having had that opportunity.
Do you think this trend will continue?
It doesn't appear to be slowing down, that's for sure. We do see more students are taking the LSAT, the law school admissions test. In fact, the Law School Admission Council has now increased the number of times that you can take the LSAT. We also see schools that are accepting the GRE rather than the LSAT. Hmm. So there are increased opportunities to gain access into law school. One interesting part of the study also was that most people still who are going to law school have at least one parent who has some type of advanced degree. But we're seeing that first-gen and recent immigrants really are now populating that group where in the past they hadn't.
And what's interesting about that, too, then, is it goes back to that whole idea of helping the greater good, right. Helping the community.
Yes, we definitely see those individuals who come in and go back into their communities in order to help those who are coming up behind them in the ranks.
I appreciate you coming in today and talking about this, giving us a whole new perspective on law school and that traditional law school student. My guest today, Elena Langan, she is the Dean of Concordia Law School in Boise. Thanks so much.
Thank you.